Don't take any more calls. We're going to go to the table of the Lord. In the New Testament epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, are the much quoted words in 1 Corinthians 11 concerning the communion table. He that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And for this cause many are sick and weak, and some have died. And this has been used as a club to beat the fear of God into people before the communion table, until there are thousands of Christians that have never taken the elements of communion out of fear that they would eat and drink unworthy. But that's not what Paul said. He said, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. Furthermore, let me pause on that as I have day after day. Unworthily is an adverb. Adverbs modify the action, not the actor. To eat and drink unworthily is to eat and drink in an unworthy manner. The issue is the way in which you partake, not your existential condition of worthiness or unworthiness. It's eating and drinking unworthily. And he defines what that is. You eat and drink unworthily when you eat and drink not discerning the Lord's body, partaking without knowledge, without discerning what the elements, the wine and the bread, symbolize and are to bring into focus in our discerning attention and remembering of what Christ accomplished. To do it by rote is to eat and drink unworthily. To do it without understanding is to eat and drink unworthily. And you don't have to have total understanding of every facet. I've spent years teaching on it. But you have to discern that the elements are symbolizing Christ and what he accomplished in fulfilling all the types that were a shadow of things to come, but the substance is Christ. What he was, became, and did, that's what we remember. And Jesus told us to remember him as we take these elements until he comes. He also says that failure to eat and drink worthily, which is to discern what the elements point to in meaning, is to eat and drink damnation to yourself. And then he defines the damnation: sickness, weakness, and death from those causes. But the word damnation is a specific Greek word in a specific form. The word is katakrama, as distinguished, or rather the word is krema, as distinguished from katakrama or katakrema. Several times in 1 Corinthians 11 there are different words in the English: damnation, judgment, condemnation, It all translates one or the other of these words. And Paul says that this damnation, that is sickness and weakness and death from that cause, that's put on those who partake unworthily, is to be a discipline to keep them from receiving what the world ultimately receives. And when you read the chapter in the Greek, what the world ultimately receives is katakrima or katakrima, ultimate judgment. All the other words in the chapter are speaking of a judgment that is lesser or temporary, but in all respects short of katakrima. As with faith in the Greek, pistis, you reverse it and get what is translated disbelief or unbelief. All you do to reverse it is put the letter A or A in front of it. So pistis is faith, a pistis is disfaith. If you want something to be final and permanent and ultimate, that is temporary, you put kata in front of it. So krema, which is judgment less than final, less than permanent, lesser in some way, even temporary, krema is that kind of judgment or punishment. When you make it ultimate and final, it's kata krema. What Paul is saying in 1 Corinthians 11 is, if you eat and drink unworthily, in an unworthy manner, which said unworthy manner is not to discern the meaning of these elements, to just take them with an empty head of focus or a displaced head of focus, including the distorted teaching that you should examine yourself to see if you're worthy. Well, that by its very nature is to partake unworthily. No matter how good your intentions, if you're going to examine yourself to see if you're worthy to partake, you are taking your eyes and your discernment away from these elements that make us worthy, and somehow substituting the focus on yourself and your self-righteousness. Anything other than approaching these elements with sharp focus and ever-expanded understanding of what they mean, namely all that was accomplished through Christ, is to eat and drink unworthily. But to see in these elements with an ever-enlarging understanding, because we teach you every time we go to the table, the many facets of what Christ accomplished that we can take as our benefit, that's to partake worthily. What Paul is saying happened to the saints who partook unworthily, because they tacked this on to a feast called the Agape and were sometimes drunk by the time they got to the Lord's Supper, and their focus was on everything except Christ, like the old sergeant that got the attention of the army mule by hitting it with a 2x4. Those who fail to discern what Christ hath wrought get temporary punishment, krema, sickness, weakness, and death from those sources. The alternative is to discern what Christ hath wrought, is to remove the necessity of that krema. And that temporary punishment, krema, was to prevent, indeed to drive us to a discernment of what Christ hath wrought, in order that we might be spared katakrima or katakrima, the ultimate damnation that the world gets who have rejected Christ. So that's why we teach every night and every day as we go to the table, that you understand these elements point to Christ. As we take these elements, we do what he said. We remember him until he comes. as we teach through the Old Testament the shadows that point to Christ the substance. We're enlarging understanding of the meaning of these elements so we can partake discerningly and thus worthily. It's nothing to do with being worthy. To discern what Christ hath wrought and what these elements mean is to know that we are made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. And we partake worthily by discerning we're made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. That's why I tell you, don't ever come to this table with guilt and fear. Come discerning that Christ hath paid it all, has obtained our full deliverance. We are made worthy by the blood of the Lamb, his life poured out for our sins, which this cup symbolizes, and we take it with the joyous knowledge, God's grace, his gift, unmerited favor, has made us worthy. Partake with that knowledge in Jesus' name. To discern what Christ hath wrought and thus be worthily partaking is to discern that he not only poured out his blood as a redemption for our sins, but his body was broken and he was bruised, and with his stripes we are healed. That's why it's so fitting that Paul points out the temporary punishment on the saints of sickness and weakness for failure to discern and partake of these elements worthily by discerning that with this bread, the other element at the table, the symbol of his broken body, we have from God the benefit of his healing grace. He lifted our sicknesses and infirmities as well as our sins. And there's healing at this table for all who look with faith and claim the promise, with his stripes I was healed. Ye were healed. Take it in that discerning knowledge in Jesus' name.